I'm Tommy Gimler. Did the goalie for the Tampa Bay Lightning continually have to leave the ice of Game 2 of the NHL Finals because he had the trots? Goddamn, I hope so.
I'm Andy Ostroff, and six players from a North Dakota high school baseball team were suspended after they had unprotected sex with a McChicken sandwich, which I guess is actually safer than eating one. We'll discuss.
Unprotected is key there.
Yeah.
That's alleged unprotected.
Alleged unprotected.
And that's the thing. I think we'll be able to talk about whether or not they picked up anything from it.
I don't know. But if they ran a DNA test on that sandwich, I don't know if they could do it because there's so much DNA.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
All right, buddy. Welcome back.
Hello there.
It's been a while. No T. Sean Phillips today.
I miss him.
So let's before we get started here, he sent this email saying he's got things to do.
Yeah.
Things to do. That doesn't sound good.
He's just doing stuff.
Anytime you give a non-specific reason. So last week you were in Boston.
I was.
You had a great time, but you told me ahead of time, hey, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be in Boston. Mm-hmm. Great. That's a good reason. Anytime you send an email or a text that says, sorry, can't be there, I have things to do, some shit has hit the fan.
Things to do. I don't know. I'm not going to ask him, though. If he wants to tell me, that's one thing.
Let's speculate. I'll speculate.
All right, go for it.
He's losing money on the NBA Finals.
Perhaps, but he did pick Cleveland, so...
Terrible speculation.
Did they make the spread today? They were predicted to lose, were they not?
I thought Golden State was a 2-point favorite.
Yeah, so Cleveland.
It started like it was even, and then Golden State went up like a point or two. But anyway, terrible, terrible start to the podcast.
Yeah, pretty bad. Let's get into
it. All right, hey. So before we get into the hot mess, I want to talk about something that really didn't get as much publicity or as much media attention as it should have, as American Pharoah became the first horse in 37 years to win the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
And that was something T-Sean and I predicted last week.
And
I asked him
win?
At the very end. I had said, something tells me that he's going to win.
Do you know what the best part about his victory was? That if he had raced Secretariat in 78, American Pharoah would have lost by 15 lengths.
Wow. Yeah. And then they would have euthanized him on the spot and turned him into Purina Dog Chow.
Probably, they did
right
euthanize
there.
One horse during that race that they did not talk about.
The morning. I don't. Was it that race or was it a race ahead of time?
It doesn't really matter. It was a horse that got killed.
Isn't it amazing? The word euthanized, right?
Yeah.
All that means is, hey, put the curtain up, and then you're going to put a bullet behind its ear.
I think they use a syringe. A gun's too loud.
They don't put a silencer, like a James Bond silencer.
Maybe they just hold it up into a pillow or like a Coke bottle. Then boom.
What do you think the other horses, what's going through their head when they see the blanket? Oh, don't do the blanket. The blanket's up. Oh, no.
Oh, shit, we better run real fast this time. This guy's going to stop having sex with me and just shoot me.
Oh, no, hot to trot. Oh, no, they're giving the blanket. Hot to Trot is getting the blanket.
Wasn't that a movie, Hot to Trot, about a racehorse?
I think so, with Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, he's the best.
John Candy was the voice of Don.
Oh, man, I don't even know if I saw it. We're racing stripes
we should.
With Frankie Muniz.
I think if we ever redo the greatest sports movies of all time, Don should be at least the 30-second seed.
A bracket for the worst sports movies of all time.
Caddyshack 2.
That'd be pretty fun. Summer Catch.
So yes, of course. So here's what's interesting about the Triple Crown.
That weird Kevin Durant movie that's on HBO sometimes with Jim Belushi.
Isn't that a commercial for Sonic?
No. He's in the Sonic commercials make this movie look like it's
the Kevin Durant movie.
Yeah.
Is it someone like Thunder in it?
Yeah, it's like Thunder something. I don't know. Fucking Brandon T. Jackson is in it.
That's what we're going to do, I think. Let's do the worst 32 sports movies of all time.
I think so.
I think that's going to be our next podcast.
But the problem is we're going to have to watch them all, right?
No.
There's got to be some bad sports movies we have not seen.
You could probably just watch a couple of clips
fucking
and just
terrible.
Say, yeah, that's terrible. All right, so here's what you need to know about American Pharoah's Triple Crown win. So he became just the 12th horse since 1919.
Mm-hmm.
I think that deserves a little more attention than just because
it does.
To me,
but here's the problem with the whole thing was the Kentucky Derby got less attention this year than it ever has because it was the same day as the fight.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's
what
right.
It was. It was that was the biggest sports weekend because there was the fight. There was one of their basketball. There was hockey.
Uh-huh.
It was everything. And then everyone's like, oh, yeah. And the
NFL
Kentucky
draft
Derby.
Was in that weekend
yeah,
as well.
NFL
yeah,
draft.
Everything.
That was the biggest fucking sports weekend that I can remember. And what happened was the Kentucky Derby just got sort of pushed the wayside, If there wasn't a fight, it would have been a bigger deal. But I remember last year, too, because everyone was going crazy about California Chrome. I mean, there was a bigger buzz.
You wrote an article about it. California Chrome is not human.
Everywhere you looked, it was fucking California Chrome. And this year it was like nobody really cared that much.
So is that maybe why it's not covered? Because he's a horse?
Yeah, maybe.
Because he's a horse?
He doesn't give that good of an interview.
Well, all right. So comparing it to like other...
I'm glad you got that. I thought that deserved some recognition.
It did. I was so deep into my next thought, yeah. And I was like, wait a minute.
That BoJack Horseman.
I like it. The late acknowledgement. Yeah, I'm like that girl in the front row who gets your joke 4 seconds later.
I get it.
And then like you just make fun of her the whole time. All right, so since 1901, this is how impressive I think winning the Triple Crown is. Since 1901, there have been 245 no-hitters. Number 245 was tonight by Chris Heston.
Wow.
Congratulations, Chris. Of the San Francisco Giants, struck out the side in the ninth inning to get his no-hitter. But you were saying that a lot of those called strikes were
I don't know. Someone
strikes.
Said a lot of the called strikes were actually balls. I don't know.
Still impressive. So there have been – but I feel like – so now he's going to be all over the MLB Network tonight, all over SportsCenter, and everyone's going to be talking about it for the entire week about how Chris Heston no-hit the New York Mets. And
I still think it's cooler that the A's have an ambidextrous pitcher.
Did you see the headline, though, that it said
amphibious?
It is an amphibious one? Yeah, living in the bay. In Major League Baseball, there have been 17 Major League Baseball Triple Crown winners. That's home runs, runs, and RBI.
Yeah. Since they started counting RBIs, though.
Correct. So, I mean, that's even way later than 1919. There have been 38 Major League Baseball pitching Triple Crown winners. And... only 3 snooker.
What's that?
Triple Crown winners.
ERAs.
Strikeouts, ERA, and wins.
Yes.
And then 3 snooker Triple Crown winners.
I don't know what a snooker is.
I don't know what it is either. I just like I looked up Triple Crowns on Wikipedia and it said like the snooker Triple Crown and I'm like I have no idea what snooker
the fuck
is.
A snooker Triple Crown?
All right, let's look this up. What's your guess at what snooker is?
Well, it has to be 3 things in snooking.
So it would be like there's 3 snooker events that they won. So there's like there was like a snooker tournament here, a snooker tournament here, and a snooker tournament here all in the same year.
It's soccer played by snakes.
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah, that's what I'm going with. Snake soccer.
The sport snooker. Snooker is a cue sport played on a table covered with a green cloth with pockets at each of the 4 corners and in the middle of each of the long and
like
in the middle
of
each of the long side cushions.
Like billiards?
Yeah, it looks just like a pool table. Why wouldn't they just call it fucking pool, man?
Because it's snake soccer.
Snooker.
Snooker.
Oh, man, I'm really disappointed. I thought snooker was going to be a little more
exotic
than that.
I would just
cross
that one. I've not even mentioned it.
Well,
of course, I'm going to be like, what's snooker?
Only three guys have won the snooker Triple Crown, and not one of them is Paul Newman.
Yeah, and only 6 guys know what the fuck snooker is, so that's pretty good statistic right
50%,
there.
50% of the guys who
know what snooker is
have won the Triple Crown. So I just thought, you know, I was going through all these stats, and I just thought, I heard about it on Saturday.
Iowa making up a game. Somehow they got on this website.
Isn't it just pool or billiards? No, it's snooker.
Snooker.
It's snooker.
Give me a beer.
So I thought that American Pharoah deserved more attention than what it got.
Yeah, I do too.
So
it was pretty dwarfed, man. I don't think I watched any of the events this year.
And of course,
I think I watched all of them and I missed it.
Well, of course. Now the greatest part about winning the Triple Crown is the rest of his life. All he gets to do is just fuck other horses.
Well, I think American Pharoah might actually run again.
Is he really?
Yeah.
No.
That's what they were saying.
No, why wouldn't you just make him the stag and just let him bang and create horses?
He can still bang and run, man. It's
bang
more,
it out into a sock and sell that sock for like $50,000. Yeah. Like that's what they do. They sell like his seed.
They sell a seed, yeah. He just bangs other horses because they want fast horses. But
if I'm American Pharoah, if I'm his agent, if I'm the agent, I'm saying, no, he's done. He's just, he's fucking
agent,
from here
he's
on
an
out.
Owner. But yeah, if they run him, and they could do some cool like prop events too, where it's like he races against Chad Ochocinco or some shit, you know? Where it could be like just one-on-one races and stuff because he's that big of a name to get a crowd.
American Pharoah. Well, there was actually like an event coming up where they're like, see American Pharoah.
Yeah.
So where you just show up and that's a horse, honey.
You show up there and feed him a carrot and leave.
I'm telling you, just let him just sit in a barn and jerk off, create a hot mess right into a sock and sell it for 50 grand. That's the way
you
should go out from here.
50 grand's a bargain.
Speaking of the hot mess.
Just fuck a chicken McChicken.
Yeah, why do you? You don't even need a sock these days. You just need a 99-cent McChicken sandwich.
Everyone's feeding them carrots. I'm jerking them off into a McChicken. But don't worry, I make sure it's room temperature.
It's time for the hot mess.
Don't want to burn
the
them.
Hot mess.
Hot mess. Oh, NBA
American
finals.
Pharaoh's large dick was singed this week when when an obsessive fan burned it with a McChicken.
Oh yeah, he's no longer potent after after his owner made him fucking McChicken that had a tumor in it. The NBA Finals.
In North Dakota.
The NBA Finals. 2-1. Two to one. So our experts predicted last week. We said who's going to win the NBA Finals. I took the Warriors in six. Rakish took the Warriors in six. Frank Ramos took Cleveland in two. That's not going to happen. They've already played three games.
In two games.
He thought that the series would be over after two games, which he was damn near close when Kyrie Irving went down with a broken kneecap. He's like, yeah, this one's over in one. But the Cavs, you said the Cavs. T'Shawn Phillips said the Cavs. And the Cavs now after tonight's performance.
I think my prediction was LeBron.
And so far, that is exactly what it is. He's averaging, what, over 40 points a game?
He scored more points in the first three games of the NBA Finals than anybody has ever scored in the first three games of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, correct. I mean, he's just – but, I mean, that's – if you are the Cavaliers, that's what you have to do. You're going to live and die with LeBron.
He touches the ball on every possession. He brings it up most of the time.
And he's only shooting like – he's like 30%. It's like 30 to 35%. Like, he's not hitting a lot of shots. But, hey, that's – if he hits – 15 of 45.
Yeah.
That's great, man.
It's awesome. And it's funny because the Cavs are actually slightly better team when Love and Irving aren't on the court.
That's crazy.
It's nuts. Their defense is, their team defense is way better.
It would have been nice to know before the series started, man.
Yeah.
Where were you on that?
I was in Boston.
I would have. I could have put some money down. No, not many people knew that.
Yeah. What's his name? The Jonah Hill looking guy on ESPN said it. That's how I learned it.
The Jonah Hill looking guy.
He looks just like Jonah Hill.
He does. What is his name? Brian Swinderpig or something?
Brian Jonah Hill.
No, yeah, it's Brian like Swinderhorst or something.
Something like that.
Swindle. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. He's fat.
I don't know. I think the biggest stories of the NBA Finals is, first of all, there was a fucking 9-day layoff before it even started, which
Correct.
Was ridiculous. But also, as you mentioned before, I was coming home from Boston, right? And flying home, I was very excited. Because I was taking JetBlue, and JetBlue has DirecTV.
Boom.
Right? I was like, fuck
don't
yeah.
just watch TV.
Watch
DirecTV, man.
I've
Take it right from my horse's mouth.
I've watched, Hannah and her horse. Hannah is hot. I've watched, I got to see, you fly back on a Monday night, you watch Monday Night Football. It's pretty sweet, especially going east to west, because if you're doing a nighttime flight, you get fucking, that's 3.5 hours of a 6-hour
infomercials,
flight.
Yeah.
Kill right there. Yeah.
Three
Anyways,
hours of Thighmasters and grills shaped like footballs.
Yeah, I get on my my JetBlue flight, and first of all, I go into my row, and for some reason, the fucking yellow safety vest is like on the floor.
Never a good sign.
That didn't bother me. What did bother me is that DirecTV on JetBlue has every major network except
ABC.
Wow.
They
also have fucking four channels of ESPN. They have NBC Golf Channel. They have... so many channels I would never fucking watch.
They probably have ABC Family, don't they?
Yeah. They don't have regular ABC,
no,
so
regular
I couldn't
ABC.
Watch basketball. So
wow.
Then what I did was I listened to it on the Sirius station.
Ah, nice.
So they had the Sirius Cleveland feed.
Ah.
I don't know who the color man was on that, but he was a big Cavs fan.
Well, I think they're African-American.
Yeah,
but it's
you know what
your
I mean.
Call.
Mike Fratello's a color man.
Well, for the first time in NBA history, the first two games of the finals went to overtime.
And this one almost did, too.
Right, but this is what I want to – so people are already like, man, it's a classic series. This is a great series. To me, and we'll get your take on it as well, I think this has been a terrible series. I think the shooting is pathetic. The officiating's even worse. And the only reason why the first two games went to OT is because LeBron couldn't close it out. Like, technically, Cleveland should have a 3-0 lead right now. Am I not right on that?
I don't know. LeBron missed a couple shots at the end, but so did the Warriors. But here's the thing. There's a big difference between there are great basketball games and there are exciting basketball games, and sometimes there are both. Now, some basketball games can be great, and some basketball games can be exciting. They can stay on their own. These basketball games have been exciting.
I would say that they're exciting maybe in the last couple of minutes because they're so close. Like, look at tonight's game. So tonight's game, the Cavaliers are up 20 points.
I was still having fun watching tonight's game. Like, did you see Dellavedova's shot, man?
Sure, that was unbelievable.
The one
where he got hit in the lane.
Yeah,
that's great.
But then he would take like a runner for a three with nobody on
earlier in the fourth quarter, and that let the Warriors right back in the game. So I think that we're watching equally shitty basketball from each team, and they're just doing it in different waves to let the team back in. So, like, the Warriors played like shit and gave the Cavaliers a 20-point
lead.
Yeah,
the Warriors have been fully capable all season of scoring, going on a 20-0 run for 4 minutes, you know?
Right. But I mean, if you watched how they got the game back to like a 7 or 8 point lead, it was because Dellavedova was shooting runners from beyond the 3-point arc.
Nobody was hitting, and LeBron kind of just disappeared for.
Well,
a few minutes.
They put him. That's because he was on the bench. Yeah, yeah. They put him on the bench.
But even though he was on the court, and he was giving the ball up.
Yeah, I mean it was
like, here, J.R. Smith, just shoot it.
I think through like the first 6 or 7 minutes, they had only scored 9 points in the fourth quarter. So my point is just that it's been really bad basketball.
Inconsistent. And the fouls, too. I mean, it was weird, too. I feel like the refs in this game were paying attention, and then they weren't paying attention. They cared, and they didn't care. Like, the beginning of the game, like, they were – but here's the thing. I don't mind if it goes both ways. If they're not going to call it, it's fine if they don't do it for both teams.
Right.
So they were doing that. I think the officiating has been fair, albeit shitty.
It's been pretty bad. And even the league came out after game two and said that they missed four calls. Four calls, not in a game. Not in a game. I'm not talking about a game. In overtime. In overtime, they missed four calls. So whoever those three fuck shows were that were reffing that game, they should not see the court the rest of the
Yeah,
the
and
final.
There were some calls that they almost missed this game, and they had to go back to the replay. Thank God they did. If they didn't, they would have been, you know, huge plays.
All right. So before we move on, what's your take? You actually think you're enjoying these finals?
Yeah, I am actually. I really like watching LeBron James play basketball.
And I think that could be what you take away here. It's like if he leaves the series here with a championship.
Oh,
after this series, then like the you still can't say that he's better than Jordan, but at least the argument stops that he's nowhere close. Because this is what he's doing with the Cast Anonymous
and
Preston.
Why can't you say
he's better than Jordan? Jordan still with six titles.
Six, but LeBron will have what, three?
Three, with three losses as well. But until he would
get,
it's tough
to get
there. Would get to like five, maybe then you could start talking about the argument. But at
well,
three,
even if LeBron wins
plenty of
twice
time,
more,
he's got plenty of time.
Even LeBron's two with four losses, it's still pretty fucking impressive.
Right, especially with the surrounding cast that he's had, supporting cast. Yeah.
But he's making those guys look so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's his name?
Like Dellavedova. Dellavedova went for like 18 points tonight.
Yeah, and Big Russia's killing it.
Timofey. He hasn't gotten arrested yet. It was my prediction that he would have gotten arrested in California for a DUI.
And they don't even utilize Kendrick Perkins.
I didn't even know he was still on the team.
Ooh, Mike Miller even played in game three.
All
and
right.
What's his name? Big Whitey on the Warriors played.
Yeah, Andrew Bogut.
No, other Big Whitey. Used to play on the Knicks. Why can't I remember?
Didn't know they had one. All right, let's move.
Yeah,
all right,
he did. So he played today.
Before
he
we move on, what do you think? What do you think happens from here on out? You're sticking with the Cavs?
Yeah, I'm sticking with Cavs.
I still think that Curry finds
David
a way.
David Lee,
yeah. They find a way. They find a way to actually start hitting some of these shots. Like, that's another thing, just watching like Steph Curry take some of these shots. And I understand the regular season you hit some of these.
Yeah.
But sooner or later you have to look and say, okay, they're playing a little better defense than they did in the regular season against me. That, like, these turnaround, quick jack-up three-pointers, if they're not going, then you got to come up with something better.
Yeah. Maybe Klay Thompson will bleed from the ear again. That'd be cool.
Moving on, the NHL finals to me have been a blast.
Well, that's because it's playoff hockey.
It is, and it really doesn't get better than playoff hockey.
I feel like playoff hockey, you can just pick up any point of any game. Just be like, this is fun.
The only thing better than playoff hockey is overtime playoff hockey, and we almost got that in game three. But Tampa Bay went up 2-1.
Yeah, and they scored that goal in like 17 seconds off the other goal.
It was crazy. It was like the quickest two goals in Stanley Cup finals history, I think. So, but the big story here was, and we're the Daily Upper Decker, so we have to talk about it, is that there was a rumor that, I think his name is it Bishop, the goalie for Tampa Bay?
Yeah, that dude.
In game two, he continually had to leave the ice of game two. And the rumor was, but no one wants to address it. You know, like no one for Tampa Bay just wants
to
come out and just say, hey, he had the runs.
It's a little embarrassing.
He had the trots. Yeah. He had the trots. He had the poop. So what's wrong in 2015? Can you not come out and stand behind the podium and just say Bishop had diarrhea? Can you not say that in 2015?
I don't think you need to say it. What else could it be?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they just said he was he had some issues, I think. I think that's what they're...
He should have taken an Imodium. His diarrhea wouldn't have come back.
He's not watching his commercials though during the day when he's watching the History Channel.
Seriously.
I think it just said someone said must be diarrhea. He wasn't the only one.
And then he didn't answer. They were
Twitter.
Like, "Why'd you keep moving?" He's like, "No comment."
Yeah, that's it.
He said he's like Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, right. So why can't you? Why would you not just say like if there would be total hockey player to just say, "Yeah, man, hey, I had the shits."
Nah.
But he battled through it to keep coming back to the ice to help his team. I mean, they
a man
they
with
won
a beard
that game
like
too.
That
they,
doesn't admit that he shits his pants. Also, a cool statistic about this final is that it's the first time in 35 years that each of the first three games have been decided by one goal.
By one goal, yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. So to me, like, if I had to compare what's better, the NHL finals or the NBA finals, I'm taking NHL finals.
I take NHL 100% of every finals.
Now, if Steph Curry in game four has to continually leave the court because he's got the runs, and he comes back and starts putting in, like, you know,
I think you need to start
some money
some
3-pointers.
Different kinds of sports. The shit Olympics or something. I don't know.
I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah.
The scat Olympics, I think they'd call them now. That would be the proper term in 2015. All right, so what do you think is going to happen in the NHL finals from here on out?
I think the Ning might take it.
The Ning.
That's all.
I just
want to say the Ning.
The Ning.
No, you know what? I think
it sounds racist.
I think Patty Kane and Taze are due, man. So those dudes are just going to blow up.
Well, I don't
Chicago's
see them
going to win the next game.
I don't see them losing game four. I really don't. I think that would be one of the biggest upsets in Stanley Cup Finals history if Tampa Bay wins, not if they win the series, but if they win game four. Because that means they would come to Chicago. Like, Chicago at home is an unbelievable team. And if Tampa Bay comes in and takes
Chicago
both,
hasn't lost two in a row all playoffs until right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
this is the first time they lost back-to-back games this playoffs.
I'm still going to go with Chicago because I don't want to be the guy who says, I think Tampa Bay is going to win this. And then people come back and say, like, you took Tampa Bay over Chicago? Yeah. Taking Tampa Bay in anything, unless it's like, you know,
a ton of oxygen tanks. Like I said a couple weeks ago, it's like the players aren't from Tampa Bay.
Right.
They're from Canada or countries that don't allow gays, you know?
They don't have to pay state tax on their check.
Yeah.
They're loving it. All right, so we're both going with Chicago in game four. We'll see what happens. Moving on here in the hot mess, you're going to love this one. The New York Times says since 1965, Boston is the most successful sports city. So now guys like you from Boston can quit your bitching.
What are we bitching about? Winning? Are they tears of joy?
I think Boston sports fans are always, you know, quick to point out like, oh, Aaron Boone, Bucky. It's enough.
Not really anymore.
There's still probably some old timers that are like, you know, man, we had, you know, no, I don't want to hear about the stretch anymore because if you're alive, if you died between the years of
1919,
you are not talking about it. Between 1919
and
2003, if you lived and died in that range,
up until 2004, imagine if you died after Game 3 of the Yankees,
of the ALCS,
like, the fucking Red Sox,
yeah, just killed you,
yeah.
But now it says that of all the major sports cities, they are the most successful sports city, and that's since 1965. But that's The Celtics, and now the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a while for the Bruins to win. Like, the Bruins went how long without winning?
The Bees went for a while. I forget. Oh, that reminds me, though. I wrote an article for you once. You added something in it about the Red Sox. It was the Clippers-Red Sox article. And you added that you were like, and the Red Sox hadn't won a World Series in a bunch of fucking years. And I was like, I would have never said that. I would have said 86 years. There's no way I would have been like, oh, in a billion years. No, 86 years.
Okay. All right. I did probably add that.
You did. I was
just
like,
to spice
the fuck
it up.
Wrote that line?
The editor.
Yeah.
The editor. So followed by Boston. Did you see who it was? The most successful sports town after Boston?
Yeah, because you wrote it down.
Pittsburgh. No, Pittsburgh
was
next.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you're taking the Steelers and the Penguins and the Pirates in 1979.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have a basketball team to fuck it up. So.
Right. That helps. I think that helps because it's all about percentages.
I saw the article in Boston wins the championship 10% of the time.
Yeah, it actually
most,
is.
Most places are like maybe one or two, most cities.
Right. So it really was 10% of the time. So what they do is they take you know, baseball, basketball, football, and hockey.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you win one of the four there, you've won 25% of the time.
Okay, so it's not the number of games played. because like cities would be at a disadvantage, like New York, because they have two teams for everything.
Right. So it's like, you know, at that, but there, New York's
but
probably
then they're
at an advantage.
They're
at an advantage, and that's why New York is still probably within. They're in the top 10.
They gotta be.
The biggest surprise, though, number five, Miami.
I guess, well, the Heat.
It's since 65, so the Dolphins won, I think, was it one or
Dolphins.
Two Super Bowls in there? Two Super Bowls in the early
70s? The Heat have won three.
It's three championships. That's huge. Mm-hmm. The Marlins.
The
Marlins
won
two.
Yeah.
And then,
but they didn't have any teams for a long time because the Marlins and the Heat, their expansion
so
recently.
That's like
90s teams.
Right. So that's where it comes in because you can't, since they didn't exist in the 80s, 70s, and 60s.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Milwaukee. I love how they just took like Green Bay and they lumped it in with Milwaukee.
Yeah, of course.
So
should have said Wisconsin.
So, yeah. So it would have made more sense if they would have said Wisconsin. So it's like, here you go, Milwaukee. So Milwaukee was actually top 10. Number 8 on the list based on their percentage. But again, they don't have the hockey team either.
Mm-hmm.
There to mess it up. So Milwaukee, top 8.
Oh, okay.
Any other surprises, or does it make you feel good? Is it emotionally satisfying for a Boston fan to hear that since 1965 they're the most successful sports city?
Yeah, it feels good. But here's something I did see today, is that this is a statistic that surprised me. Hanley Ramirez of the Red Sox, 33-1 odds to win AL MVP in Vegas.
This year?
This year. And my question is, why is he even on the list at all?
Well, he started off really well.
He started
well,
off
until,
pretty
yeah.
good. But here's my more my bigger question, overarching question of this, is why is Manny Ramirez a better outfielder than Hanley Ramirez?
Is that really on here, or is this just a question you came up with?
This is a question I came up with, and here's the thing. Hanley Ramirez was a major league shortstop, and he sucks in left field.
He does. And, you know, the Shredder on the MLB Network this year said he was the number one outfielder in the game. Hanley Ramirez.
Not on defense.
Yeah, well, took everything into consideration and said he was number one.
What the fuck is happening?
It's fucked up. It's almost as fucked up as a fart tax. Moving on here in the hot mess. Von Miller says the Broncos have imposed a fart tax at meetings. And Miller says that since he farts more than the average person, he's dished out quite a bit in fines. So my question for you is, who else in the NFL would be dicked by this tax if they played for the Broncos? So that's the greatest thing. It's only for the Broncos.
Okay.
So now, I'm throwing
it the
B.J. Raji.
Is an organization, like his Elway kickback and get it? Or is it like the players? And the players are like, ah, you got to pay $1,000. What's $1,000?
They never elaborated.
They put it in a boot or some shit, and then they go out to dinner one night.
I think it came from the Broncos. You would think it would maybe go to like charity or something like that. I have a hard time Elway would like. I'm thinking that Elway would fine you $1,000 and put it in his pocket.
Yeah,
all because you
puts it towards his car dealership.
I think the NFLPA would say something about it. But I'm thinking B.J. Raji. If Vince Wilfork actually signed, he's no longer on the Patriots. But imagine I imagine Vince
maybe.
Wilfork has.
I don't know. One time I almost got in trouble for farting at a job. I was barbacking right at like a swanky hotel, and. It was like this outdoor patio, and they would feed us at the hotel.
Uh-huh.
And it was always this shit food, right? And I would eat and come back, and I had
It was shitty food or like
shitty
the
food.
Shit?
No, shitty.
Ah, the hotel I worked at had great food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Every time I've been in like a hotel cafeteria, it's always like they serve good food at the restaurant, and they're like, mm-hmm. Oh, the servers or the people who work here get jack shit quality food. Anyways, I would eat it. It would always give me gas, and I came up to work, and it was like this outdoor place. And I farted. It was like a silent but deadly fart. And it was like we were dead. There was no one there. But it smelled terrible, right? And then like.
They had set up like the fire alarms.
It may as well.
It was like
maybe
the airplane scene. People just started freaking out.
The CO2 sensors went nuts or something. But yeah, and it was really bad. Like the manager was there and he started laughing. And like it smelled awful. And he was like, oh man, that's terrible. And so then we thought it was really funny. Next day, the manager pulls me aside. He's like, hey, I need to talk to you about something. I was like, what's that? He's like, you know how yesterday when you passed gas.
Oh, he didn't even say fart?
Yeah, something like that. He's like, and I was like, yeah. And he goes, oh, we thought it was kind of funny or whatever. He's like, but if there were a customer here, that would have been very uncomfortable for them.
We shared a laugh. We shared some tears.
And he was basically said, like, look, if you fart like that again, you're going to get fired.
Wow. I wonder, in 2015,
and I
if
been
that
like,
happens, I think you have a lawsuit.
Oh, I think, what was it? It was probably like 2004 or something.
You still might have had a lawsuit at that
point.
Oh, I
definitely
would
have had a
lawsuit.
I would be like, yo, it's the food you gave me, man. You can't right. fire someone for that. National news right there.
All right, so I'm going with BJ Raji, Vince Wilfork.
Oh, I was going to say Wilfork, too. But only because he's fat. What was the name of that guy?
Yeah, that is my criteria as
well. What was the nose
tackle
on Green Bay? Gilbert Brown?
Gilbert Brown.
I think Gilbert Brown. Because he used to eat like this burger that was like
they named
patties.
A burger after
the
him.
The Gilbert Burger.
So yeah, anytime you get a burger named after you, you're probably pretty gassy.
Yeah, so I say Gilbert Brown, even though he's not in the league anymore. Remember how out of breath he was against the Broncos in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, Gilbert Farting. Brown. Farting. But who would be like just like I would
Don
say like,
Beebe.
Don Beebe would just be like, you know, the silent but deadly guy.
Don Beebe's
the guy
song.
You wouldn't expect.
Beebe.
I would say I would actually go with like not like I bet you like Welker. I bet you Welker's a smelly fucker.
Welker.
Do they have any Indian players that just load up on like Indian food?
I don't know.
Are there any Indian players in the league? Dot. We're going with dots here. Are there any
Maybe,
dot
are,
Indian
are there any
players?
Players with a gluten sensitivity? Perhaps. I don't know. Eating too many hot dog buns.
They know they
at
can't
half-time.
Eat gluten, or they know they can't. They yeah. know they're lactose intolerant.
What was the name of the guy?
Actually,
there was
good.
A guy in the Broncos. Remember that dude when they were at, like the Super Bowl team, the lineman who's like, "Yeah, I piss my pants every game. No one wants to touch you when you piss your pants." I was like, "Ugh."
That's my defense in basketball.
Ugh, you piss
your
pants.
No, you should shit your pants before you take the court, and then start like you know. Ugh. Really just posting up on somebody. Post
How
up
uncomfortable would that feel? Just trying to run with like your legs spread?
Well, sooner or later, you would get used to it, but the guy who's behind you would never be able to take in that scent. I'm telling
it would
you,
definitely
I'm
fall
something.
Out of your shorts.
Well, you know, maybe wear
so
a diaper or something. You
and
wear,
then the
you
kid
wear an
with
adult
the fucking
diaper.
Broom would like smear it all over the place.
Now I'll watch the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Now I'm in. Now you've combined shit and basketball. I'll watch.
Well, if his shit came out of his pants in the NHL finals, it would have frozen to the ice.
Speaking of shit coming out of your pants.
They would have to ship it off with like some fucking chisels.
We're moving on here in the hot mess. A North Dakota high school baseball team fucked a McChicken sandwich
oh,
last week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this wasn't last week. I think they got suspended last week, but it took place maybe a week.
Yeah.
A week earlier than that.
Oh, yeah. You naughty, naughty.
Six players were suspended. Sandwich. But the important question
Ooh,
here, Andy Ostrup,
yeah.
did it help the team win?
Did they win their next game?
These are the details that like Valley News Live up in North Dakota. We got to get some respectable news
outlets. Apparently, they also
news
fucked a Gatorade bottle, but that's not here.
Yeah, well, that's part of the story that they did the same thing to a Gatorade bottle.
This
now,
is my favorite part of the whole article. It says this, I quote, a sexual act that allegedly involved a McChicken and a bottle of Gatorade.
Right. So, you know, so either they had sex with a McChicken sandwich or they splooged on it.
Well,
but,
it was the JV team, so. Like,
but they never forced anybody to eat it.
Well, that was the thing. They said, initially it was reported that they did, and then the.
The principal was like, no way.
Was like, no, that's the farthest thing from the truth.
That's the furthest thing from the truth. But you know, personally, I think they didn't miss any games because they had already played their last game of the year, but they were suspended for, I'm sure.
I think they were suspended from school.
From school, yeah. It's summer, so they're probably not going to be able to come the first couple days of school. But I think that the punishment enough for whoever fucked this McChicken sandwich is whatever is wrong with his penis right now. Because you cannot tell me.
Were they just jerking off on it, or were they like folding it up and like fucking
some,
it?
Some news outlets are reporting that they actually fucked it. And this straight-laced, probably good Christian Valley News Live in Grand Forks, North Dakota, said that they actually received a picture. They received a picture of the fucked sandwich and refused to show it.
Oh, those bastards.
So either it had splooge all over it and they were just like, no, we're not
showing
it.
The real winner of this story is, though?
What?
McDonald's.
Oh, this is priceless.
You can't pay for this advertising.
Priceless marketing. You were telling me in the article that I wrote for the Dudge.
Just bought like 25 McChickens.
Does it work? You know someone up in North Dakota is like, I told you. I told you, Nancy.
He's going to lay them all out on his bed. Just fucking roll around and fuck them.
Someone sitting in his trailer in Beach, North Dakota is like, I knew it. I knew it. All the kids are doing it now. You told me that no one would ever fuck a McChicken sandwich but me. But the kids are doing it. So did you ever have anything in high school like this? Like,
I know. I never fucked any sandwiches.
I'm not asking if you fucked any sandwiches. But like when you were
only lasagna.
Of course. Of course.
It feels good when you pull apart those layers. Fuck that ricotta.
So for me, when I was on the varsity baseball team, this is the first game that I was going to start.
We can just tell your mom we ate the pie.
I get it. Eugene.
Yeah. All right. You were on the baseball
so
team.
So I'm on the bus. We're going to the Germantown tournament. And all of a sudden, I feel like this thing against my ear. And I turn around, and it's one of my teammates. He's a senior. I'm a junior. And he's like, I just put a pube in your ear. I'm like, great, thanks. You know, and it's kind of, everyone just laughed at me, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. First at bat, I hit a home run.
Yeah.
Only home run in my varsity career. I hit a ton of balls off the fence. One hop to the fence, off the fence, top of the fence, whatever. Only home run I ever hit, and it was off the foul pole.
So you had a pube every game.
I never had it happen again. I never had it happen again, but I should have. At a certain point, I should have said, like, man, the only way I can hit a home run is if one of my teammates puts his pube behind my ear.
Yeah, you would have had a bag of his pubes in your pocket for the rest of your baseball career. You would have been the pros. Like, what's in his pocket? Pubes.
Time. Get out of the batter box.
Maybe like, box Gimler is an illegal son. Okay, we're not even going to talk about this in the air.
Let it play.
Let it play. Just.
So did anything ever happen like this at your school where you heard something stupid like this? Where
someone fucked a sack. I heard some kid fucked a vacuum once.
But was it on the way to a baseball tournament? Or?
I don't know about the baseball team. I didn't play baseball.
My brother-in-law said that he fucked a foot massage machine when he was like 10, or not 10. I think he was in like 10th grade maybe. He was like experimenting.
Oh, that's interesting.
He's like, I was over at this girl's house. So it wasn't even his own foot massage machine. It was something that like this girl's.
Did he clean
house.
Up or did he eat it? Like, what happened?
Nah, I can't remember the story. We'll have to have him call in next week and tell us about the time. But I think it happens more than you think. And I think that they do it. I've never heard of someone saying, actually following through and say.
Well, I
hey,
think
that,
what they did was they did that game. What's that game called? It's like Ookie Cookie or something. I never did it, but you hear about it where you bunch
all the guys on the hockey team have to jerk off on a bread or
a cookie.
Yeah.
And the last one who comes eats it.
Right.
So it's like a race.
Right. Ugh. Yeah. I've heard of people quitting teams over what
the
they
elephant
say.
Walk.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what it is?
No, you know what the elephant walk is? It's when you get in a circle and you stick the guy in front of you, stick your thumb up his ass, and then you grab the dude behind you, dick. Walk around a circle.
Again,
it's a big fraternity thing, man. Fraternities were cool.
Did they win the championship that year?
They won the fraternity flag football championship. They
yes, they
off
did.
On some McChickens and rubbed
and them nobody high-fived each other after it. They're like, no, thanks. All right, moving on here. Speaking of pure dog shit, Tiger Woods shot an 85, his worst round ever as a pro at the Memorial last weekend, and Justin Rose hit a spectator in the head with a shanked bunker shot. Andy Ostroff, golf is awesome right now. Are you enjoying the fact that Tiger Woods has become a below-average golfer?
No, I like watching Tiger do good, man.
What really drives me is watching him just like, you know, after he hits and you can just see him, you know, fuck!
I just want to see Tiger just fuck bitches at Caro's and dominate.
It would just be awesome if, like, he's just walking down the fairway with, like, an entourage of, like, four IHOP waitresses.
Well, he's single again, right?
He is! Yeah, you know, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. But so you'd rather see him succeed than fail.
I like Tiger, dude. I mean, I don't like, you know, I'm not a huge Tiger fan, but it's just fun to watch someone be that good, you know? That's why I like LeBron.
Well, he's not that good anymore, so you better start following Jordan Spieth.
Oh, Jordan Spieth is cool, but it's fun to watch, you know. It was fun to watch Tiger just fucking dominate, go out there on a side.
I think that's probably the best statement to describe it. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was.
And now it's fun to watch him just suck balls and just say, wow, Tiger Woods shot an 85. I shot an 84 once.
Yeah. But sadly, it's not like he just got old and stuff. He got fucked up, man.
Yeah, he got hit in the face with a 9-iron.
Yeah.
Fuck you up. All right, so I'm going to run through a couple of things here. We've done this once before, but it's a ton of fun. So I'm going to run through a couple of things. We're just speed round. You tell me here. What will happen first? Tiger Woods.
It's tough for me to bet against Tiger.
Tiger Woods wins another major, or Danica Patrick wins a NASCAR race?
I don't know. Danica has won a pole position before, right?
Hey-o! Phrasing.
Yeah.
What do you think? Danica Patrick NASCAR, Tiger Woods wins another major.
I think Tiger's going to win a major, man. I do. I think he's going to win another one.
Sadly, I'm going to go with Danica Patrick.
All right.
I think she's going to be, she has just more events. More events, she has a
True.
Higher probability to do it. Tiger Woods wins a major, or Kate Upton does Playboy?
I think Kate Upton will do Playboy in like 10 years, so Tiger.
Ooh, that's interesting. I'll go Kate Upton does Playboy. I mean, it's out already.
What's out?
She had leaked pictures. so you've already seen her.
Yeah, yeah.
Sooner or later, she's no longer going to be considered. Charlotte McKinney's really going to take over the reins there.
Yeah,
I would say that we're about 2 or 3 years away from Kate Upton and Playboy, so I'll go with Kate Upton.
Okay.
Tiger Woods wins a major or my sister gets divorced. What do you think, Andy Ostrom?
I think your sister's in it for the long haul, so Tiger.
I think my sister's going to get divorced in about 9 years when her son turns 18, so I'll actually go with Tiger Woods on that one. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods wins a major. Kevin Costner stars in a movie that makes $300 million domestically.
Oh, I don't know if that's going to happen again. As a star?
Let's say he's in a Superman movie.
Well, he was in a Superman movie.
Yeah, but I'm saying now, from this point on, Tiger Woods wins a major. Kevin Costner gets another role like that.
Well, I got to look at Kevin Costner's IMDb and see what his upcoming projects are.
I think you're taking this a little too seriously.
Well, goddammit, Tommy, I don't want to be an idiot.
I'm actually going to go with Kevin Costner on this one. I saw Draft Day. I liked what I saw. I saw another preview.
Draft Day. I thought he was good. And I like Kevin Costner. He's cool.
I know. I
Draft Day was ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah.
He's just like, what in the fuck? He's like, oh, now I'm in the driver's seat. He's like, what the fuck is happening?
No, Tom. I want all my number ones.
All of them. And then he picks at number one. He picks a dude projected to go like 29.
No. Oh.
Even that guy was at home with his family, and they were like, what? No, rewind it. It couldn't have been you.
Last one, Tiger Woods wins a major.
Sorry, I just spoiled that movie.
Or George R.R. Martin finishes.
Could that be on our worst sports movies poll, Draft Day?
It could be.
Now, the worst sports movies to win.
They were certain.
It was
so
entertaining,
I mean,
but it was no fucking way it was possible.
No. All right, last one here. Tiger Woods wins a major, or George R.R. Martin finishes the Game of Thrones books.
Oh, there's no way he's going to finish them. George R. R. Martin is probably going to die, and he is given he's given major plot points to the HBO people.
Just in case he does?
Yeah. There's no way he's going to finish them. Those books are like 900 pages.
Oh.
So Tiger.
All right. So I'll go with Tiger Woods in that one. Great. All right. One more item here. We're going to talk baseball here in the hot mess before we move on to a rather short list in the pile. Not a lot of guys getting
arrested.
Our hot
mess has been going for a little while.
It's good. All right. Major League Baseball. An article that's going to run on Wednesday on the Daily Upper Decker. You wrote the article. It's crazy right now. 7 Kansas City Royals are leading. If the voting ended today for the MLB All-Star game, 7 Kansas City Royals would start that game. So you wrote an article saying apparently there is internet in Kansas City because for the first time ever, you can't vote at the ballpark. I mean, you technically could if you were on your phone, but they're not handing out the ballots where you have hanging chads and shit where you can punch them out. So some of these totals are ridiculous. Like the leading vote getter in the American League, I believe, is Salvador Perez, the catcher.
Oh man, he's the best.
4,419,620 votes. Mike Moustakas at third base.
Moose.
Has over 4 million votes, and he's not having that good of a year. Like, maybe 5 home runs. So you can find, like, 2 or 3 people at each position. Although, like, catcher, like, who really cares? It's not like there's really one catcher in the American League. It's not like they have a Buster
Mike
Posey
Piazza.
Or anything like that. Maybe. Maybe. So it's the craziest thing. So what's your take on this? Did Major League Baseball should they maybe just rethink their voting process?
Well, no, because all the other teams can do the same thing.
Not Cleveland. No one's going to their games, man.
Not Tampa Bay. You don't even have to go to the game to vote.
It doesn't matter. They're not even following teams in those cities anymore.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If they were still voting at the game, then they wouldn't get any votes anyway.
But I feel like, you know, if baseball really is an
just
aging
take it away
sport,
then. Take it away from the fans.
I think this would be one of those reasons.
Stats.
You almost do you come out and warn them, though? Does Rob Manfred, the new MLB commissioner, come out
and
warn him and say,
this happened
we'll
years
let
ago.
This one
didn't this
slide.
Happen in the 70s where something similar to this happened, and then the next year they were like, we're just going to appoint people.
Oh, is that what they did in
baseball?
Yeah,
they took it away from the fans for a long time.
They might have to do it again because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, but it just started. I mean, the polls are open for another month.
Is it really still, I think, all of June? I think it's the end of June. That's only like 2 weeks, man.
So what, man?
It's
been
it's
all
June 9th,
the
so that's like 2.5
days.
Weeks.
2.5 weeks. It's on the internet,
but
man.
But some of these leads,
like
Eric Hosmer has like 1.5 million more votes than Miguel Cabrera at first base.
Yeah,
Mike Moustakas has doubled up Josh Donaldson, who's having an amazing year in
Toronto. I think I'm going to go home and just vote for Royals. You I don't would. Like them that much.
Because you like it. You like the fact
I think
that
it's
this
great,
is
man. I think it's great.
I think it's brutal. I think it's making
it
a mockery
brutal.
Of the system.
The system's a mockery anyway.
You should be able to, as a fan, as an educated fan, like, I'm not going
Dude,
to vote.
It's a mockery anyways. I mean, what the fuck? Like, they'll just – here's the thing. If the Royals get to the if they get to the World Series and they lose because they have seven fucking Royals on the team –
Good.
They're not going to have home field advantage.
Yeah, they're going to get smoked.
So there you go. It makes sense.
They would get smoked. It's like, all right, hey, we had the Kansas City Royals against the best the National League has to offer. Because it's not really happening in the National League. You have like two or three St. Louis Cardinals
Kansas City
on
Royals
it. They're all
having
good season.
Bumgarner and fucking
Kershaw.
That's it.
Unbelievable. I think it's a joke. I think it would be like, you know, saying, hey, you get to vote for Miss America. Any girl you want in the country, and like everyone starts voting for like Kathy Bates, Melissa McCarthy, girls in wheelchairs, shit like that, instead of voting for like Charlotte McKinney.
Well, I talk about this in the article, man. When I was in, I was working this office job, and like they opened up the final spot on the ballot to the fans. That was the first year they did that, and they were like, vote. And I must have voted for Jason Veritek 900 times.
Did he make it?
Yeah, he made it.
He made it.
He should have made it anyways. The best catcher in the game that year.
I'll tell you what. If the Daily Upper Decker ever takes off, I will get you a chance to meet Jason Veritek and tell him that story.
All right.
Have you haven't had a shot yet?
No, I never met Veritek. Seen him play a few times. Fucking, he was cool.
He's never been arrested, right?
Not that I know.
I don't think
but
so.
I think he did have an affair with the local broadcast girl.
Oh, good for him. That means he's just taking advantage of his position. That is not a crime.
He got caught, though.
It is not a crime outside of the Christian community, so that's why you would never see Jason Veritek in the pile. However, in this week's edition, one member of the New England sports community did make it.
Former
Ladies and gentlemen,
member of the New England sports community.
Correct. Foreshadowing. Hint, wink. It's time for the pile.
The pile.
First up here in the pile, Brandon Spike. So since we don't have Judge Tishon Prince, I'll be the
man.
Judge. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a little harsher.
Hmm.
I'm a
you
little
are.
Harsher than Tishon Prince.
Tishon likes cute answers.
All right, so here we go. Brandon Spikes, New England Patriots linebacker, the former New England Patriots linebacker, because he was released after police found his abandoned Mercedes on the freeway. He says he hit a deer, but police found no deer. Another car said they were rear-ended by a vehicle in the wee hours of Sunday morning. So, Andy Ostroff, defend your client. What happened?
My first question is, who the fuck abandons a $500,000 car on the side of the freeway? which linebackers are driving $500,000 cars? What non-quarterbacks or like super marquee players can afford that shit?
Back home, was he like... Is he doing like a bunch of cars? Is he like the Mercedes? Does he own a Mercedes dealership?
I don't know, man. You fucking killing it with that Maybach then. But here's another thing. The three people in another car do not know what kind of car hit them. They don't know that luxury sedan. Why?
Because it didn't have its lights on. And they said it hit him at like the police say that it probably rear-ended them at 80 to 85 miles an hour. So
where the fuck did he go?
Well, I think so. He
the OnStar called up and they were like, beep, you had an accident. He was like, I hit a deer.
I would love to hear that recording to see just how sloshed he was. Because to me, why don't you defend your client and then I'll tell you why he's guilty.
Okay, here's what happened. He wasn't there. He was actually told that if you spend $400,000 on a car, it'll drive itself. Unfortunately, it doesn't. That's why it got into an accident on its own.
That's
he just set the cruise control and left.
It's a solid defense, but it's not going to work here. He is guilty of drunken driving, and
they're not going to be able to prove that he was drunk driving. Leaving the scene of an accident,
hit and run. You're going to be at least gone on that. But here's what I don't like about Brandon Spikes, is that if you can afford $500,000, it's $500,000.
I think base is $400,000.
Okay, so let's go. If you can afford a $400,000 car, although at that point you're not getting a base.
I don't think there is. I think base in that car is like the nicest fucking car ever.
So, all right. So if you're spending $400,000 on a car, then that means you have $50,000 at your just disposal. Is that the word I'm looking for? Exposal.
Disposal.
Disposal. Yeah.
Exposal.
Exposal. It's snooker. That you have.
Who do you think you are? Jim Irsay? He's got that in the trunk of his car.
$50,000 in your
stopping
snooker.
Stopping at the median.
So if you can spend $400,000 on a car, then you have $50,000 at your disposal to just give one of your boys in your entourage that always needs to keep his phone on. And at a time like this where you
just
call
someone
OnStar,
to drive you.
Oh yeah, sure, that for starters. But otherwise,
first of all,
when
shit
happens,
who the fuck buys a Maybach and is like, I'm going to drive myself around in this? No.
I got a Maybach, man. I got to drive it. But here's my point.
Dude, I would buy a fucking Lincoln and have someone drive me.
When shit happens, you need to have a guy that, no questions asked, he does what you tell him to. $50,000, $100,000. I just told OnStar I hit a deer. You need to go find a dead deer and fucking throw it in the woods somewhere near the scene of the accident.
Or you just need to get near the fucking, you just need to get behind the wheel.
Right, or say that I did it. Correct. And they'll let you go. So correct. So that's why your client's guilty as shit. Moving on here in the pile. Brian Thomas, the Bowling Green defensive end, suspended after he was arrested for felonious assault.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like his sixth year of eligibility at Bowling Green could be in serious jeopardy unless you can defend your client, Andy Ostrom.
Yeah, what happened was he just freaked out a little bit because he wanted to actually stay in school for a seventh year.
Oh.
And was afraid to injure himself again. Just wanted to get in trouble at a bar so he could, you know, he wouldn't be on the football team but could still study. And they could join the team next year.
He's going after that
keep
that tough seven-year weightlifting degree.
Seven-year non-doctor degree.
Sure, mass communication. Yeah. 7 years for mass communication. So basically, this is what happened. He was in a bar fight, and he attacked some dude and basically beat him worse than Hope Solo's humple, right? And I want you guys to look. We pulled my wife in for this last segment here. The Daily Upper Decker. Make
yeah,
sure you
she's
find
shown
us
the grossest
at dailyupperdecker.com.
She's just got them on the ready. She's
find
got,
us on Facebook.
She's
find
got
us
playing
at Twitter.
Cards. She's got nasty vagina playing cards.
At Daily Upper Deck. You can also find us on Vine. But before you do that, we really want you to go check out. Now, you had never seen this.
No, I didn't see it till just now.
Hope Solo's humpole, ladies and gentlemen, was one of the many vaginas that was leaked. And I believe it was part of the fappening, they called it.
I
called my wife over here, who used to help deliver kids for a living. So she's seen many a vaginas, many a vagina. I've seen numerous vaginas, and I think that Hope Solo has the most busted-ass vagina I have ever seen before in my life.
I did not think that, especially after the shit Candy just showed me. God, I'm never coming back here.
So of course it's quite a beating. It's quite a beating if you're comparing. If you haven't seen Hope Solo's humple, make sure you go.
I won't
go,
be beating it any time either.
Yeah, not to Hope Solo's humple, but that basically sums up what Brian Thomas did to this guy.
Stinks, man. I always thought Hope Solo was hot.
Right. Maybe she was with Darren Sharper. This week, the former NFL safety pleaded guilty, or actually it was 2 weeks ago, pleaded guilty to drugging and raping three women in New Orleans, but. That was common knowledge. Let's talk more about Hope Solo's humphole.
Yeah, well, I found some tweets on.
you're just shocked. It's very hard to get Andy Ostroth to be quiet,
well,
ladies
I think
and
I'm
gentlemen.
More shocked.
And anytime you get two seconds
I'm
of silence,
I'm mostly shocked by the vagina. First of all, this is what I'm most shocked about. Not what the vagina looks like, but the amount of pictures of vagina and asshole I just saw in one place, like. And they're all like the same picture. Like she just had a fucking photo shoot. It was like ding 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 ding. I'm saving all these.
So in like
the
next
up to
the
in the
next
cloud.
In the next Sports Illustrated
but
for
were
kids.
But they're also like fucking closed up like pictures of her asshole. Like
right. So.
Oh God, get that out of here, kid.
So like in the.
I don't even know what this is. It looks like an alien. Like it's so weird.
This is your intervention, Andy Ostrop.
Ugh.
So. So, like, in the...
Did I do something wrong today? Am I being punished? What is happening?
In the United States women's national team, like, program,
I believe that we will win.
Hope Solo, like, does it say, like, what do you do when you're not playing soccer? Like, whatever she put there is bullshit.
Yeah,
unless
she's like, I'm a part-time photographer.
Yeah, exactly. I enjoy taking close-up pictures of my anus and
like,
my
really
busted-ass humble.
Like, she's sitting... Like, her asshole is the case.
You have to check it out, ladies
her
and gentlemen.
Her asshole is the iPhone case.
It's the best way, once you see how beaten down her birth canal is, you will understand how bad Brian Thomas beat that guy at a bar.
She got big lips.
But this is great. So at Barstool Sports, there was a series of tweets going back and forth between Hope Solo and
well, they're
and
not
the
going
guys.
Back and forth. There's just a fucking troll named Danny Boy 1212.
Okay.
Who is replying to everything Hope Solo writes with tweets about her vagina, and Barstool Sports took them and highlighted them. And, you know, they said this. They said, sometimes you need to let the world know that you aren't happy that about a vagina that you were never supposed to see in the first place. Say what you want about Danny Boy 1212, but don't say he doesn't speak his mind. Living in a basement talking about roast beef vaginas and how grossed out he is, like a modern day Malcolm X or something.
It's great. It's a great.
And so Hope Solo tweets, wow, what a game at Seahawks. And Danny Boy tweets at Hope Solo at Seahawks, your vagina looks like it was in a horrible accident. And then Hope Solo tweets, Seahawks versus Denver, round two, more of the same, please. And he writes, at Hope Solo, at Seahawks, your vagina looks like the end of an elephant's trunk. It could pick up peanuts off the street. Then Hope Solo puts a picture of her and an older woman in a Seahawks fan. She's like, who's the bigger Seahawks fan? And he writes, who has the nicer vagina? I think you lost that one also.
that chick's old in that picture.
And then, she's really old. And then the last one is that I thought Hope Solo writes to somebody like, yo, you're an inspiration, blah, 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 blah. And he writes, hi, Hope. I represent Arby's. I would like to use the picture of your vagina for our new sandwich.
I honestly think that roast beef should be upset that Hope Solo's hump hole is getting compared to the meat.
Nah.
It's awful. If you haven't done so yet, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check it out. According to my wife, it looks like she has vaginal hemorrhoids. I've never heard that one before. Is that right? Vaginal hemorrhoids?
Yeah.
Ugh, it's disgusting. Well, that's all the time we have here at the Daily Upper Decker.
Thank God.
I'm telling you, we finally found something to shock you, to stun you, to get you just like so bent out of shape that you can't
talk. It's not even that. I mean, it's like the shit your wife just showed me. Oh, my God.
Now you
and
know why
she just
I married
said
her.
She's looking at something. She's like, oh, my God, I can't look at that. Like, she's in a world of her own, too.
Make sure you check us out, ladies and gentlemen. DailyUpperDecker.com, Facebook, on Twitter, using the handle at DailyUpperDeck. Find us on Vine as well. And after you do that, make sure you check out Hope Solo's Busted Ass Vagina.
Ugh. The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.